And now let's return to the Political Cesspool with your host, James Edwards.
All right, everybody. I'll tell you what. This show has, I say this every week. I know it bores you now. This show has absolutely flown by. Concluding with Peter Gemma now. Peter, is there any sort of scenario that could possibly manifest itself in which a favorable there's some sort of a silver lining or a favorable outcome come Tuesday for our people? Anything we can take hope in as we go into this dark weekend?
Yes, if we can elect four or five pain-in-the-butts that will serve in Congress like Ron Paul does, they serve on the margin, but they really make a difference. We don't need 100 good congressmen. We don't need 20 good congressmen. We need five. And we have Lou Barletta in Pennsylvania. We have Tom McClintock in California. We have Ron Paul, and that's three right there. When the Republican Party establishment falls on its face, two or three others may decide to make more serious stands. And if we get five, six, ten members of Congress who just stand up and say, we vote no, that could be the beginning of a revolution.
Well, if the revolution is going to happen, it's going to be with people like those who listen to this program. And people like you, Peter, you know, you are certainly not a man who is going to limit his options. I got to ask you to share with the audience that which you shared with me in the break about about your record holding about your record holding there.
Well, I've been elected a delegate to four national conventions, American Independent Party. I was elected to the Republican National Convention. I was elected to the Reform Party, and then this year to the Libertarian Party Convention. And I'd like to think that I was also a Bull Moose Party delegate, but I don't think I'm quite that old. But Libertarians, I supported Bob Barr. I think he's a terrific alternative. You know, anybody who stands up to the system is a good alternative. So there are, you know, pluses and minuses. But the real question is whether we can build a viable, permanent third party and not some party that comes and goes, or a party like the Libertarians who get 1% and 0.5% but stand on some incredible pinhead of principles. And whether we can do that requires, frankly, two things. One is a titular head like a Sarah Palin, who has incredible energy and brings people together and as a protest candidate. And the other is technicians. There are a myriad of thousands of laws that have been passed from state to state that keep third parties off the ballot, that you have to pay a lot of money, you have to jump over hurdles. It's incredible how hard it is to get on the ballot as a party and then maintain ballot status. So it would take a lot of technicians. I was involved, my first election was a 72 campaign, and getting John Schmitz on the ballot in states was a phenomenon. And he got over 1 million votes. But it will take a great deal. And if Ralph Nader and Cynthia McKinney and Bob Barr or the Libertarians can put their heads together and share the technology and the technique of getting on the ballot, and then Sarah Palin or somebody can lead a charge, then we might have a chance.
Well, we're going to have to leave it at that. And, Peter, I'm going to tell to you what I'm telling to everyone right now. Let's hunker down on Tuesday and just, you know, see what happens come Wednesday morning. But whatever it is, we're going to have a lot to talk about a week from tonight when you rejoin us on this program. And as I said, my friend, it's been far too long since we've had the opportunity to talk on the radio. I appreciate you coming on tonight. It's going to be a fun week.
Yes, sir, and I'll see you next week. I look forward to it.
We'll be here, brother. Take care.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
I mean it literally. All right, Peter Gemma, everyone. Great man, great friend of mine. A pleasure to have him on the show. Our next guest is Bob Griswold. He'll be on with us in just a couple of moments. He's going to talk to us about survivalism. What do we need to do to be prepared? That's a hell of a question in light of what we're going to be facing on Tuesday. We'll be back right after this.
That's just a little bit more than the long of the line. Woo!
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our homestead collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Hi there. The Political Cesspool listeners are well-informed and proactive. Have you heard much about the killer MRSA in your area? Here's some information I'll bet you didn't know much about. We've come across doctors who don't know. Visit 12diseases.com, where you'll find an ebook about how to protect your child from the 12 diseases your mother never told you about. Guard parent. Things like deadly MRSA, methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, rampant in hospitals, schools, and clinics, or Chagas, known well south of the border, and many others we might have heard about, but think, we don't have to worry about that. This is not some encyclopedia or complex medical book. You'll learn quickly about 12 emerging or re-emerging diseases that have horrible consequences for the health and well-being of your children. It's written in a plain, easy-to-read format that anyone can understand. That's 12diseases.com.
And now let's return to the political cesspool.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. It is quite possible that we've saved the most practical advice we can give you this evening and the most practical segment we can bring to your attention tonight. For this, our final hour, we've talked about a lot of vast and varied issues. We have talked about IQ with Professor Richard Lynn. We have talked about the economy with John Gardner. We've talked about the election with Peter Gemma. And now we're going to talk about preparedness with my good friend Bob Griswold, who is the owner of Ready Made Resources, a proud sponsor of this radio program. And we encourage our listeners to patronize their good business. You can go to our website, thepoliticalcesspool.org, and click right over to the webpage of Ready Made Resources. And Bob Griswold is going to be telling us a little bit about his business in the context of why it's so important to be prepared. Bob, welcome to the show. Hello, Bob, are you there? Okay, we might have lost Bob Griswold for a second. While we're trying to reestablish connection, he was just on the line. Want to remind you, while we're waiting for our producer to get Bob back on with us, that you can visit our website. I wanted to plug this a moment ago. We've been so heavy on guests tonight, I haven't had a chance to really plug our own site. You know, we've been running an October special. We have extended it for one more night tonight here on November 1st. Go check out our October treat that we have for everyone, extended for tonight only. You can get 25 of the best of programs, so the pre-RBN shows, 25 hand-picked editions of the Political Cesspool, selected by yours truly, and a comic book, How the Democrats Want to Raise Our Children, for a donation to this award-winning program. Your listener support, of course, subsidizes our work and allows us to continue to grow and prosper and be a pain in the ass of the liberals. So we need you to go and check out our website at thepoliticalcesspool.org. We need you to sign up for our mailing list, and we need you to donate and listen to the archives and tell all your friends and family about it. How about that? That's your assignment tonight. And, you know, I'll tell you what, come Wednesday, we may be the most talked about radio program in the country, because we're going to be the only one that are going to be providing alternative political commentary to the prevailing powers that be, and President-elect Barack Obama. We hope not, but we'll find out. All right, Bob Griswold, without further ado, you just heard his introduction. Bob, are you there now? Okay, Bob, are you there?
Can you hear me, James?
Good to have you. Yeah, you know, it's radio. It's live radio. You know, we don't get the benefit of scripting.
You don't get a do-over,
like
right?
Bill O'Reilly. We got to do this all as it comes to us. But I am here, and it's great to hear from you.
It's good to hear from you too, James. I was listening to your guest earlier, and one thing that I don't know if people take into consideration, if we can think about a Barack presidency, what will he do to immigration? And what will that mean for any future elections in this country if the floodgates to Mexico are opened and around the world? You know, we see he has in his own family illegal aliens living in the country. Can you imagine what America is going to look like in 4 years from now under a Barack presidency?
Hey, you know, this show is too late at night, Bob, to really think about that. We got to go to bed soon, and, you know, I don't want to have nightmares. But, no, it's going to be very scary. And that's the point I was getting at. I think I mentioned it in passing with Gemma, was that Barack Obama gets elected, God forbid, he could quite possibly have a filibuster-proof majority in Congress. And, you know, Gemma said that it's possible that you might have a couple of defectors, but I just don't see that happening with Obama. Everybody's going to want to please the new savior. He's going to have a totally complicit media who's going to go along and support his every whim. And because of his race, you know, he's going to be completely protected from any criticism because, you know, of course, if you criticize him, you're a racist. So I tell you, there is nothing to restrain Barack Obama. There's nothing to restrain anything that man would want to do should he be elected, and that is very scary.
You brought up an interesting point. I've talked, you know, I'm being in the business, I mean, I talked to many people over the country, and so many of them have told me that they've gone to their place of employment, and not that I'm going to endorse John McCain, but said I'm voting for John McCain, and they are called a racist. The effort to squelch the free speech and thought in this country, that you cannot even disagree with this man without being labeled a racist, which will, under his presidency, I believe, be a crime. So the very fact that you disagree with this man will make you a racist, and racism will become a crime.
Well, you know, to add onto the foundation that you're building there, Bob, an excellent article, if you want to imagine how bad it could be if Obama is in fact elected and the power that he might have. Read Pat Buchanan's recent article, Obama's First 100 Days.
I've read it.
Those are all things he could do theoretically, and I just don't see anything to stop him unless he has self-restraint, and he'd be the first that I've seen with that much power to have it.
Well, he's not shown self-restraint in his life up to this point. He's been given a pass with everything in his life. You know, it's an interesting characteristic about this man. As soon as he develops somebody in the news that's not political correct, Bill Ayers or Reverend Wright or Tony Rezko or the list goes on, he's willing to throw these people under the bus. He's willing to sacrifice mm-hmm. anything to get power. I mean, his lifelong friend, Jeremiah Wright, threw him under the bus.
All right.
The person who got him into politics to begin with, Bill Ayers, threw him under the bus. Tony Rezko, the man who financed him, threw him under the bus. And that's a concerning trait about this man, that he will do whatever it takes to get the power he craves. And with this Messiah mentality and Messiah complex that surrounds him, I really do worry if he is elected, whether America can survive even 4 years of this man. The federal courts alone, who will he put in there for federal judges? I mean, I think he'll put in people that would be far left of what Bill Clinton would have appointed.
Well, Bob, with that being said, and of course I can't disagree with you, you know, this was one of two reasons I wanted to have Bob on the program tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Number one, he has a great business that I think is something y'all should check into for your own good, particularly considering how bad it just may become for us. But number two, he's incredibly articulate in talking with Bob extensively over the course of the last couple of months. Each time we've had these conversations about election-related issues and politics in general, I said, you know, Bob, this would have been a great interview. If we could have just put this phone call on the air, that would have made a great show. And so we finally worked out the logistics of actually having him, in fact, on the program. And, Bob, that being said, I believe we have a call for you. Anton in Pennsylvania, you're on the line.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, there you are. There you are. I was going to say, if we can get the phone system to work around here. Anton, you're on the line. How are you tonight?
I'm not bad. How about yourself, guys?
We're hanging in there with great trepidation.
You guys are liking Bill Rowland tonight. You guys liking the, what's the other guy, the Bill the Bombardier Miller. Those guys are great.
Yeah, Eddie the Bombardier. Well, see, I'm in Atlanta tonight. We've taken the show on the road. Those guys are enjoying a little night off in Memphis. I gave them the night off. I had so many great guests tonight, you know.
I see.
You know, I don't want to overwork the workhorses, as it were. Everybody's taking the night off doing God knows what back in Memphis. But what can we do for you tonight?
Well, I want to thank for having the previous guest on the air. I think his name was Peter Jennings. I think what he was saying was really, 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 really great, because the fact is that a lot of people are basically saying, well, yeah, Obama gets in there, we're all screwed, and, you know, that's it, and, you know, just don't vote for Obama. But my point is that, and I always told you guys, and I'm sure you guys are saying the same thing, is that we have no alternative. I mean, if you get McCain in there, it'll be just as horrible as the other guy. I mean, his gun record is nuts. He got basically F-minus rating for the gun owners of America.
That's not to mention his amnesty. Bob, what do you think about it? You know, obviously you agree that they're both terrible choices.
Well, I was reading an article, World Net Daily, Joseph Farr, and he came out and basically said what we all know, that ideologically America has become two nations. And I do wonder, at this time in the history of America, if we're fighting on a sinking ship. I think with the growing minority populations in this country, I think that their political clout will grow to the point where we will be dispossessed of our country. I do not know if there is an answer at this point. That's one of the reasons I think the way I do, as far as every good patriot, every good person should be ready for whatever comes. I don't know if there is an answer at this point. Somebody says vote for the lesser of two evils. John McCain might slow it down some in certain areas. Barack Obama does scare me because of the cult messiah complex that surrounds him. People worship this man. There's little children. You've seen the video. Little children singing Obama will bring change. Is that the most demented? Does that really send shivers up your spine?
It's scary. It's scary.
That really, I think, is a very terrifying aspect of this man, that he's worshipped. John McCain's not worshipped, and Sarah Palin obviously isn't worshipped for her political clout. She might be worshipped for other things, but, you know, she's a... But no, I think we're at a juncture in this country that really conservative thought is not going to be represented to much of an extent. I mean, we do have, look what we have, and John McCain, Barack Obama, the other third-party candidates, whether they can muster any political clout or have a coalition of any sort in this new government we're going to have, I don't think is possible. I don't see it happening. I think you might have a few Ron Pauls in there, a few people that think the way he does, but the juggernaut is moving, and it's moving away from personal freedom. It's moving away, you know, from freedom of speech. I think under, a Democratic-controlled Congress, a Democratic-controlled president.
Hold that thought. Bob and Anton, hold that thought. We've run smack dab into a break. We're going to bring it back right after this. Everybody just hold the line.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
We're well into our third and final hour of tonight's broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. James Edwards here with Bob Griswold, owner of Ready Made Resources. Bob, you were making a very astute point when we had to go to that last break. Please take the opportunity to continue.
Well, again, James, I think the conservative thought in this country is being dispossessed systematically. And what I mean by that is that through illegal immigration and just a change in the way even Europeans look at government. We've had 60 years so of welfare system, and where has become many people addicted to the welfare outlook, mentality. I think people who are independent, people who desire to be self-reliant, desire to do for themselves, I think that is a dying opinion in this country, where the opinion basically is, what can the government do for me? Even the Democrats 60 years ago or 50 years ago said, ask not what you can do for your country. I mean, what you can, what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. That today, if a political leader said that today with any meaning to it, he would be ridiculed for that type of thinking, because the thought today is what your government needs to be doing for you. We've become a nation of parasites to the government. And so as people become addicted to this system, they look more and more with hostility towards people who are self-reliant, who do make things happen for themselves. And I think the conservative thought is dying in this country. So I think what we need to be doing is say, what now? The political system has changed. I do not believe we will get America back, quote unquote. I think people need to be looking at saying, what do we need to be doing as individuals? What do we need to be doing as communities? And that's the question that I think needs to be answered. I don't think there is a redemption for America at this point. Not unless we have a very, very difficult time ahead.
There's no doubt we're going to have to suffer more. And even in that, there's no guarantees we'll be able to have a positive outcome. Even if that positive outcome means something as us taking a smaller part of it for ourselves, such as a balkanization or...
That's the great word, the balkanization. Our children are going to grow up in a world that will not know what European heritage was, that all the great things that European heritage brought to the world, they're going to grow up in a place that will not be taught that. They're going to be taught a more culturally diverse view of the world, where, you know, Columbus, I mean, today in half of America, Columbus is a bad man. Christmas can't be celebrated. So much of what diversity has brought us has destroyed the very foundations of what made America great. And that's what we're going to have. And so the thing we need to do, James, is this, and I encourage all people, turn that TV set off. Pick up a book about American history. You know, one of the neat things that you can do is go on eBay right now and buy U.S. history books from the 1950s and 1960s for $2 or $3 a piece. You can do that. Go buy those books. Read about American history as it was taught to my generation. Learn it. Pass it on to our children. That is what really, in the end, that the liberals will hate. That's why they want to have so many thought crimes. That's why they want to criminalize words, criminalize behaviors. I mean, they are so afraid that European Americans will once again discover our heritage. They want to make it illegal to do so. And with that, I think we are going to have the economic collapse. I think you're not going to print all this money, and it's not in the United States, but world governments around the world are just printing trillions of dollars out of the printing press. We have emerging, I mean, just, these are all programs that we could talk about in and of themselves, James. We have emerging new diseases, both biological and agricultural diseases that are crossing the globe. We have the depletion of natural resources. Oil is getting more and more difficult with growing populations in China and India. They're consuming energy to make more food. You have wheat, the basic cereal crops of the world being fought over. You could just go on and on and on with those types of scenarios, and it's just not one. There's a dozen or so of them in there that are bringing humanity to this real crisis.
Anton, I know you're still on the line from Pennsylvania. You've been waiting patiently. Further comment or question perhaps for our guest?
No, basically your guest nailed it dead on. He was absolutely 100% correct about everything he just said, in my opinion. And I think he's right about the people need to understand that they really need to understand the history of this country. And if they do understand this, and if they do understand how America came to become what used to be America, perhaps things might change. And if that doesn't happen, I think that's the end, because unless people learn from history and learn to understand how we came about to become this nation, I think we're in deep trouble. Anyways, you guys have a good night. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the call, my friend.
You know, James, I want to reiterate that. It's freedom begins in the mind and in the heart. And the greatest thing that we can do is pass the gift, the knowledge of freedom on to our children. You've spoken with my son. Does he sound a little bit like me?
More than a little. And I'll tell you what, you bring him up. We got 20 seconds to break.
Well, that
folks
didn't happen by chance. We trained him. We taught him. We gave him the benefits of a classical education to where he could learn to think and reason for himself and knew why history was the way it was.
Bob, we got 10 seconds to break. You mentioned your son. We're going to have him on this program, too, at a later date, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you what, the Griswold family exemplifies that which every American family could be. We're going to talk more with Bob Griswold right after this.
More of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 post-paid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
You never know when an emergency will strike. Whether it's a hurricane, tornado, blizzard, or earthquake, everyone listening to me right now could find themselves without food and power with little or no advance warning. With over 14 years' experience, Ready Made Resources stands ready to assist you to be prepared. The Keita Den Barrio Microfilter is a lightning-fast water filtering system that removes waterborne bacteria and cysts, and it also improves the taste of water. Ready Made Resources carries Mountain House Foods, the number one lightweight, compact, great-tasting food choice that you should have stored away as part of your emergency preparedness kit. There's free shipping on both of these items. For more information, go online at www.readymaderesources.com or call toll-free 1-800-627-3809. Ready Made Resources is here to help you be prepared. And now, let's return to the Political Cesspool with your host, James Edwards.
Appropriately enough, you just heard the ad that we're running for Ready Made Resources, and we certainly encourage everyone to check them out. We're on the line right now with Bob Griswold, owner of Ready Made Resources. Bob, continuing the discussion here this evening, do you believe that America can be saved in the manner that it needs to be saved? And if not, what ought we be doing?
Well, I'll answer that question with a question, which probably is not the correct thing to do. Everybody listen to this program right now. Think of where we are as far as our economics. We have powerful economies growing around the world competing against the United States. We have totally and irresponsibly managed the budget of this country to where we're trillions of dollars in debt. Just think of the unfunded entitlements, Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, the list goes on. $55 trillion, with no money to pay it, none. The good graces of a generation, a hedonistic generation growing up, is going to pay that somehow. There's not enough money in the world to pay it. We see, again, with the growing populations of India and China, the food resources of the world being stretched to the limit. The amount of land that you can actually grow food on is shrinking. We see the precious, fresh water sources around the globe diminishing. There's even talk of water wars because there's not enough water to feed or to quench the thirst of, you know, the billions of people on the planet. Emerging diseases. All these things I think are coming to pass, and I think we need to evaluate where we will be in this scenario. That's that's what I think we as individuals need to do, because I think America has really seen its better days. I mean, I hate to say that. I really do. James, I'm an American. I love this. I love the Constitution of the United States. I grew up in an era that I just cherish so much, where I did have heroes. And again, as I mentioned, the very fact that Christopher Columbus is looked at as an enemy to half of the American people, does that tell you everything you need to know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, no doubt about it. I mean, what happened to the country that used to produce men? You're talking about Christopher Columbus. Obviously, he wasn't a Native American, if I may use that term. But, you know, what happened to the nation that used to produce men like Davy Crockett and Andrew Jackson? And
bold men. Well, you know, what I think what we need to do is first and foremost, this in a nutshell. As I said, you can buy history books from the 50s and 60s off eBay and other sites for $2 or $3 a book. Go in there and buy what America was. Put it in our hearts and in our minds. Pass it on to our children, because that's what will keep the dream alive, is the dream that we plant in the hearts and minds of our children and others that will listen to us. Wherever we have that bully pulpit to tell people, you know, what freedom is. James, I was born a free man. I will die a free man. I will not bow my knee to a totalitarian state. Now, that's not to say I'm not going out and doing something stupid, but I will not bow my knee to a totalitarian state. And that's one thing that we need to pass on, what it means to be a free man. Free men take responsibility for their lives. Free men take action. You know, there's a great saying a Marine friend of mine told me, and it's, you pull the string, you don't push it. It's very difficult to push a string. And there are very few people, and I would say zero in our political arena, maybe Sarah Palin, I mean, she has a lot of promise, that take the personal initiative and risk to pull the string. And that's what we need to become, the people listening. We need to become string pullers. We need to take exception when people make comments that maybe we might risk a little reputation if we challenge. We need to take exception to that. When somebody the other day said, well, you know, why are you voting for Barack Obama? Are you racist? Why are you? Well, then turn the table on them. Why are you voting for him? What policy do you like? You've seen the Howard Stern video, and I don't really like Howard Stern that much.
No, I don't either, but it's a great video.
But he goes through, they don't even know what they're voting for. We need to educate people. And again, with ready-made resources, I believe one of the main things we need to be doing, I believe very difficult times are coming to this country. I think the economic collapse that's coming will bring about war. That's my personal belief. I think if you look at nations go to war to fight for resources, there's dozens of natural resources around the globe that are very limited at this point, and nations are growing full and growing. Populations want more of them, and so I think that's going to bring about war. And so I think what we need to be doing is look what you need every single day of your life. Look at the food, the water that you need every single day of your life. And James, I mean this: if you don't buy it from Ready Resources, go somewhere else and buy it. Go start stocking up canned goods that you can live 2 or 3 weeks, a month, longer, without having to go to the grocery store. I call it the panic zone. How far are you out from the panic zone? Look what happened to Katrina when people hit the panic zone after a few days.
Oh,
you want to push that panic zone out from your family as far as you can. You mentioned that we do sell Mountain House, and right now, James, Mountain House is very strict about selling it for their manufacturer's suggested retail price. Well, twice a year, I'm allowed to put it on sale. Right now, we have all Mountain House products 25% off for 2 weeks only. That's as long as I can run the sale. So if people go to the website and they get Mountain House, you get it for 25% off. That's probably one of the best, you know, prepackaged food systems that has ever been made. It's very tasty, very good, freeze-dried, so all you do is add hot water. And again, James, I mean it earnestly. If you don't buy it from me, get it, because, you know, this is it's one of my sayings. As your ability to survive is increased, my ability to survive is increased, because we co-op together, we work together as good Americans. You know, I want to find people of like mind and network with them so that when difficult times come, that we can network, you know, not only resources but our talents as well. Some people are very good at gardening. Some people are very good at other things. And we want to network with people like that, find like-minded people, encourage one another, because these can be very discouraging times as we see our nation being overrun by India and third world countries. We see, you know, money coming in from around the world to get Barack elected because they know what it'll be. We see illegal immigration in our country destroying the very foundations of what the republic was built on. That's why I think the way we do. I think we need to be ready for it, that we keep the dream and alive, the dream and the ideas alive in difficult times. Joseph, the biblical character, when he knew those 7 years of famine were coming, he took the time to 7 good years to set aside what he had. James, you answer the question. What are we going to do when we have to start funding these $55 trillion in unfunded entitlements? What's going to happen to America?
Yeah, well, there's no answer to whether the America as we knew it will cease to exist, so it will no longer be America, in my opinion. What will happen to this land mass? Well, who knows? I mean, are we predestined to become the next Zimbabwe or South Africa? That very well could be. Maybe we'll have
Well, you look at South Africa. We're on the same path that South Africa was on. They lost national identity. They gave up national sovereignty. You know what made America great, James, was an idea, was ideas. There was a great theologian, Francis Schaeffer, who said the quote, "Ideas have consequences." And you look at the ideas today that are being put out there for public consumption, and they're ideas of death. They're ideas of defeat. They're ideas of dependency, addiction. And when I say addiction, not drug addiction, but addiction to government. Big government can take all care of all my needs. We really need to teach our families and our friends, those who listen, and not preaching to them, but share with them what ideas do to people. Ideas transform. You just look at Obama. In a religious fervor, he is using these ideas and the change and all that he's putting forth. It's almost a religious fervor. And we need to learn from that. Learn from our enemies and take and give the ideas of freedom what it means to be a free man again. And the ability to be a free man is our ability to be independent from the system. Any way we can be independent from the system,
amen.
Let's break that dependency.
No, I absolutely agree. And what you said earlier, you were born a free man, you're going to die a free man. That's something that very much resonates with me and I think the vast majority of our listening audience.
And that doesn't mean I want to make it really clear. That doesn't mean we're not mad.
Yeah, we're not going to go storm the White House with guns blazing.
No,
I mean, obviously.
Absolutely not. Because, you know, they don't fear people like that. What they fear is someone who's well-spoken, articulate, that has the idea, that carries the freedom within their heart, and that can infect others with it. That's what they really fear.
You're
they want
so
a nation
right.
of parasites.
You're so right. And, you know, folks, yes, we're having Bob on, number one, because he's a hell of a commentator. Number two, yes, I believe in his business. This is not an infomercial. We don't do that. But when asked the question, you know, what can we do in today's current political climate to better ourselves and to do what needs to be done for our family, well, you know, you can get a lot of different advice. You know, get involved in different organizations. Get involved with electing the right candidate. There's different financial advice you could employ. People would even say, you know, investing in gold, and that's all well and good, but you can't take a gold nugget to Piggly Wiggly and buy groceries. You can't, you know, trade in a gold bar to pay your utilities. I think the best practical advice, and I know a lot of people are anxious and nervous and rightfully so upset about that which is going to come to pass on Tuesday night, one way or the other. And you're looking to do something, but you just don't know what to do. Well, the best advice I could give you, and that's one of the main reasons I wanted to have Bob on tonight, is to prepare for yourself. Prepare yourself for the day. I mean, if this goes badly for us, and we're never more than, you know, a couple of days away from a catastrophe, we just don't know what's going to happen in these volatile times, in these uncertain times.
If
the delivery truck doesn't make it to the grocery store for a couple of days, you're going to be wishing that, you know, you'd been a little more prudent. And I encourage folks to start, you know, preparing just for that contingency, Bob.
You know, our grandparents did it. Our grandparents had, I mean, both sides of the family, they canned. They had groceries, you know, that they'd canned in their basement. It just makes good sense. We buy life insurance hoping we'll never use it. We buy car insurance hoping we'll never use it. And again, James, the reason I tell people to go buy it anywhere, because I don't want it to sound like an infomercial, like it's just consumer-driven, money-driven. You know, I don't want to people to think that. If you want to go down to Walmart and buy canned goods, go there and buy them. Because I know that one day this economic collapse is coming. And I mean, I think it's going to be the most severe thing the world has ever experienced, because never in the history of the world have the economies been so interdependent. And when this happens, will we still be able to import food with deflated dollars? Will food still keep coming across the border? And what about food security? What happens if somebody introduces some kind of retrovirus and that goes and kills the corn crop or the wheat crop of the United States? And that's totally within the realm of possibility.
And, and we don't want to be proven right about this. You know, I hope we're wrong about all this.
Absolutely.
We're not saying it's a foregone conclusion. We're just saying there's a very distinct possibility. And if it does happen, once it happens, it's going to be too late to begin planning then.
CJ, again, what they do in Washington might affect me, but I'm a free man. That's an idea in my head. I'm a free man. And I do not need them nor want them.
Disconnect from the establishment. And even in this day and age, in this electronic age where we're all so supposedly connected, you can still, to a large degree, have that kind of privacy and solitude that our forebears wanted.
Exactly. And so with that, as a free man, I take responsibility for an uncertain future. As a free man, I take responsibility that my family will have food on the table when difficult times come. I can either grow it or have it stored. I have the ability to filter water if the water system breaks down. I have these abilities. I've learned. And then most of all, I have the ideas in my head of what the Republic is. I carry those in my heart. And again, that little one-eyed monster thing in our room puts out continuous streams of bathroom humor that we laugh at and entertain. Entertainment is this entertainment industry has become, to steal a communist, on the proletariat of the masses. People are addicted to it, desperate, whatever it is. They watch this bathroom humor, from 5 o'clock in the afternoon till they go to bed at night. We need to break that away, break away from that mind addiction and pick up a book and start reading it and reinvest in ourselves and our minds, our families, the ideas of freedom.
Bob, I am telling you, my friend, it's just impossible to improve upon that. I mean, that's exactly the way we feel.
I mean, what do you think? Do you get tired of seeing people make all kinds of, obviously sexual jokes that are just, whether it's the most vile, profane stuff, and people watch this stuff every night. Put it down. Pick up Cicero and start reading Cicero. Now, Cicero was an amazing guy. He watched the fall of the Roman Empire. You can read it. You can download Cicero online for free. Read his commentary on what he saw. He was killed by I think Mark Antony because of his outspoken political rebellion of saying this is not what the Republic was. He was put to death for it. But you know what? He was put to death for it. But look, 2,000 years later, his ideas live. That's the most powerful thing we have, James. And again, self-reliance is a powerful idea. That's why, ready-made resources, we encourage that, because it's a powerful idea. It gives us the ability to be free men and not dependent on some, food system. I mean, even if you read, I'm sure you've had guests on what they even do to the food today, that it becomes so unhealthy to eat it. It really isn't even nourishing food. I mean, the ability to grow your own food that's free of pollutants, heirloom seeds, you have a guy that's advertising heirloom seeds on the network. I mean, the ability to produce that, it just takes a little time to educate ourselves. But once that little nugget of knowledge is put inside of our being, we become more free, more of a free man, that I can grow my own food. I can filter my own water. If I had to, I could build a house. If I needed to, I could plan a war. If I needed to, I could program a computer. If I needed to, fill in the blank. But you can't do it by watching TV. You have to pick up books and start reading it, James, and become a free man.
Bob, at this point, I think anything that I could infuse with in terms of a question would only sully the integrity of your commentary tonight, and we have about 2 minutes left, so I don't want to do that. I do want to encourage folks to go to readymaderesources.com and just, take a look around. Take a look at what that's there for offer. Take a look at what's there that might meet your needs and would fulfill that which you ought to be purchasing. Bob, we got about 2 minutes left. Anything you'd like to say?
I'll say this, James. Yes. If you look at the Bible, let me ask you who made the difference in history. You remember Judas and the Zealots?
Uh-huh.
The people who wanted to take up arms against the Roman state? And you remember the disciples who had, what, ideas? Who changed the course of history? Even though those ideas went underground for a while, they eventually exploded the Roman Empire. And it changed the course of history for the last 2,000 years. That's what I'm saying. It's such a powerful thing we need to be doing. People want to know, do I vote for R or D? Do I want to get skin from the head up or the feet down? Let me just tell you this. Take the responsibility for the political
system. Bob, pause right there. We got 5 seconds to break. Let's just run out the clock together. We only have 5 more minutes left in the program. Just sit tight, and we're gonna wrap this up right after this, ladies and gentlemen. James Edwards, Bob Griswold, the political cesspool, back right in just a moment. Right after this.
There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our homestead collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, fin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
If you can handle the truth, pick up a copy of Plain Truth by John Tate, a concise critique of contemporary American government for its refusal to acknowledge our true origins as a Western Christian nation. Plain Truth will inform and inspire readers who are eager to partake in the long and difficult process necessary to restore the American Republic. As citizens of this great republic, we can perform no more important task than realizing our duty to preserve our unique culture, heritage, and people despite a formidable foe within our own nation. Read Plain Truth and you'll discover the importance of identifying the cause, exploring the consequences, and discovering solutions to our unfortunate situation. The debate must shift toward a focus upon culture, history, and nationalism. Plain Truth by John Tate proves that racial diversity and Republican government are incompatible with one another. Plain Truth by John Tate is available through Amazon, Target, Borders, and Barnes & Noble bookstores. Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
Welcome back to the waning moments of our broadcast this evening, November 1st, 2008, 3 days before the election. Thanks for being with us this evening, and thanks again to all of our great guests tonight, John Gardner, Dr. Richard Lynn, Peter Gemma, and the guest who is going to run out the clock with me, Bob Griswold. Bob, as I said, I just want to turn it back over to you, my friend, to continue with your closing analysis.
Well, you know, again, you know, if people want to talk with me after the program, we have a 800 number they can call. It's 800-627-3809. But in closing moments here, James, I would encourage everyone to go online right now and type in the Google, give me liberty or give me death. And read, you know, if the few of us who still remember that from our high school and elementary school education, that was Patrick Henry's speech on March 23rd, 1775. I encourage you to post it online and read it in its entirety. It is a speech that I think will send tingles up most of our spines, because unless you've read that in its entirety, you don't understand the gravity of what he was saying. It's one of the greatest speeches in American history. For the others of you who don't know who Patrick Henry is, go online and read about him. And, you know, James, one of the sad commentaries I have to say about the public education today is that you ask, and I challenge people to do this, go up to a high school kid and ask him who Patrick Henry is. I've had people tell me, is it a rock band? I mean, they don't know. I mean, you laugh, but we don't know. And read that speech tonight. No man thinks more highly of patriotism than I do. And you read what he thought. This man was a great thinker. He's a great Christian. You know, John Jay, the first Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. Do you know he interwove his Christian beliefs throughout his writings?
Absolutely.
I mean, learn these people. That way, when we're told we're not a Christian nation, we're raised, you know, and you hear this tripe, you can say, well, did you know? Did you know? And we can, again, put the idea of freedom out there, what it means to be a free man out there to people, that it can take root in our people, and we can once again rediscover what made us great. Dependence on the government didn't make us great. Diversity didn't make us great. None of those things did. It was our ideas that were born out of the Reformation, that were born out of the Greek city-states of what freedom was. That's what made us great. We need to, again, re-adhere to those ideas. I'm here to talk with people that want to discuss this or look at my website, whatever, at 800-627-3809. I'll stay for 10-15 minutes after the program.
Bob, that's a very generous offer, and we have but 30 seconds remaining. It makes it so easy for me to host this program when I can rely on great guests such as yourself and the other gentlemen who have been on the program. Folks, be sure to check out readymaderesources.com. Check out thepoliticalcesspool.org. And patronize and support the very few organizations and entities in the country today that are standing up for what's right, delivering the right message at the right time to the right people. That being said, Bob, thank you so much for being on the show tonight. Godspeed to you. God bless you, my friend. Good night, everybody, from Atlanta, Georgia. We'll be back in Memphis next week with our post-election analysis of the political cesspool. We'll see you then.
Joining us tonight in the political cesspool to learn more about us or to make a donation to help keep this program on the air, go to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Let me tell you why I take Beta.